In the headlines, the Small Business Association says there's no surprise to the announcement of an increase in the minimum wage. Meantime, Barbadians this morning expressed a sense of gratitude regarding the announcement from the Minister of Labour. BLP candidate for St. James North, Senator Chad Blackman, has paid in his deposit for the May 21st by-election. The Democratic Labour Party's candidate, Felicia Dujon, scheduled to pay in her deposit at 12:30 this afternoon. The Neil Rowe rape trial winding down as the defence final one took the stand this morning. This is the latest, the 12:30 edition. I'm Barry Wilkinson, details up ahead. Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder, says many companies across various industries were already paying their employees above minimum wage. In reacting to the announcement yesterday by Labour Minister Colin Jordan of a new minimum wage to take effect June 1st, concern has grown about the impact it will have on small businesses. However, the current minimum wage of $8.50 would not be impacted by the June 1st rise of $10.50, so says Dr. Holder.
Of those persons polled, one-third says yes, the $8.50 is good for them. You know, leave it there, that's one-third. But two-thirds of those polled said that the $8.50 was not enough. And again, we polled across all the economic sectors in our membership. And again, construction was the outlier. But of those in that two-thirds category, the majority of them, 70% actually, of them said that a $10 minimum wage was more acceptable.
Of more concern to Dr. Holder is the current policy consideration being given to an annual increase of the minimum wage.
The question will be asked, well, what is that going to be pegged to? We have a very high cost of living, and therefore we would want to have a conversation, I would think, nationally on how are we going to go about calculating what that annual increment should be or will be, right? Now that's a different conversation. But for now, if it is that we're looking at a June 1 start, I say to you that we already have, and many of them, especially construction, manufacturing in some instances, are already paying in excess of that.
Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association, Dr. Lynette Holder. Some Barbadians this morning expressed a sense of gratitude regarding the announcement, while some workers still think it is not enough.
$2 was a lot. That will help a lot, especially bills. I've been paying bills too since I was young. It's been a lot of bills. Got a lot of stuff I got, buddy. And with the increase of price now, since all this stock coming in, and the increase of price now, that can help a lot. I mean, I don't really buy a lot of stuff. It just pay bills, buy food. It's be hard, but it's still be enough to help a little bit.
I think it would do good in Barbados, especially for low-income people that can't survive on certain stuff. And it's wonderful because I know what I'm going through. And I know a lot of people else going through it too. So other than that, I despair.
That ain't move. I will look at it. That ain't move. That's still ain't enough. Them people still ain't doing nothing. Them getting big lumps of money and the poor suffering. That's all I can tell. The poor suffering. Where they put the 15 or 20? Where they put that? They ain't gonna put that there.
It might not be the best, but at least it will help them in a way and moving forward. So all I gotta do is just have faith and hope for the best.
Views of persons on the minimum wage increase set for June 1st. Those were some supporters of Senator Chad Blackman outside the Treasury building this morning as he paid in his $250 deposit as a candidate for the May 21st by-election. Senator Blackman told Starcom Network his campaign will be people-focused.
And I'm not a candidate who will be arrogant. It's not my personality. And we just have to continue in earnest to make sure that we hear the voices of the people, which we're doing. Every day we're going out, canvassing house to house. We're going to the shops. We're going to the churches. We're going to people where they are. Persons are also coming in droves to the campaign team and the office to see how can we get on board. A lot of people have said, we've never come around a political campaign, but Chad, we like your energy and we want to get involved. And that has been really humbling because for people to now want to be part of something a lot larger with a big man of course, is really motivating me in a way that I can't explain to you in words. But equally, it is also about life beyond May 21. Because, of course, after that, that is when the work really, really begins.
Senator Chad Blackmun. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party candidate, Felicia Dujon, was set to deliver her deposit at 12:30 this afternoon in the lunchtime edition. The rape trial involving former Deputy Speaker of the House of Assembly, Neil Rowe, is winding down with the final witness giving their testimony this morning. Personal friend of Rowe, Barry Daniel, said he and Mr. Rowe were together on the night previous to the allegation of rape at a party in St. George, where he saw Mr. Rowe leave in the company of the complainant. He said the complainant was warned several times by Mr. Rowe to stop partying so hard and gyrating on Mr. Rowe, and she even ran to ensure they met up to leave together, holding hands into his car. He said even though he and Mr. Rowe were friends for a while, he was only introduced to the complainant as someone Mr. Rowe met through political connections. He also testified that he has worked on government contracts, but his character testimony was that Mr. Rowe was a good and generous friend who even gave him change when he needed it. Rowe, the former Deputy Speaker of the House of Assembly, is accused of having sexual intercourse with a woman on September 18, 2022, without her consent or being reckless as to whether she consented. His trial began on April 6 and is now scheduled to climax with a verdict on Wednesday next week. Well, the Anmar Empowerment Network is reporting a significant increase in the number of people seeking their assistance this year. The organization says the demand for food and clothing has risen so sharply that they're running low on supplies and in some cases have had to turn people away. Speaking this morning during a news briefing, director of the Anmar Empowerment Network, Ambrose Carter, appealed to the public to donate non-perishable food items and other supplies so they can continue to assist families in need. And finally, many noticed when Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar was taking her oath of office at the President's House yesterday. She broke from the tradition of swearing on a religious text, instead clasping a copy of the Constitution in her right hand. The swearing ceremony was live and streamed on television and social media, forcing Prasad Bisesar to say that Trinidad and Tobago is a place of many religions and she did not want to be biased. Our top stories. The Small Business Association says there's no surprise to the announcement of an increase in minimum wage. Meantime, Barbadians this morning expressed a sense of gratitude regarding the announcement from the Minister of Labour. BLP candidate for St. James North, Senator Chad Blackmun, has paid in his deposit for the May 21st by-election. The DLP candidate, Felicia Dujon, is doing so during the news. The Neil Rowe rape trial winding down as the final defence witness took the stand this morning. This has been the 12:30 edition of The Latest. The Latest on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, and Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.